Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Skinnerd, Simple Man, it can only mean one thing on this radio program, and that's all things Simple Man. Well, he's really complicated. Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. We have some good news to announce that Bill O'Reilly's brand new book has now again debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I hate having to keep congratulating you on this stuff, but in all fairness, your Killing series has been, I think, the biggest series of books, I don't know the exact verbiage, in the history of publishing. Am I not right on that?
Yeah, nonfiction. The Harry Potter books sold more, but nonfiction is the biggest series ever.
Aren't you angry at J.K. Rowling for that? I mean, you should really hate her.
No, I'm not that kind of guy. I just want to compete. But look, I want to thank you because you read the book and you liked the book. And when the millions of people who listen to you hear that, it makes it a lot easier for me to sell it.
I didn't just like it. I think it was perhaps maybe your best. And you've had a lot of good books. Killing the Killers. And you bring us behind the scenes and tell us about the Bin Laden raid. Tell us about, you know, all of these radicals that, you know, take joy in killing innocent men, women and children, and how we hunt them down and how we defeat them and kill them and make the world a safer place.
You know, I talked to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo a few weeks ago, and I know you know him very well. I thought he did a very good job as Secretary of State under Trump. But the Iranians are still trying to assassinate him.
Soleimani's.
Yeah. Right. And Americans really don't understand the intensity of this. So we news people and we talk show hosts can lay out a general scenario of what's happening in the world, and people listen to us. But in order to understand the life-death nature of the war on terror, Putin, Xi, others like that, you have to get personal. And, you know, that's why we have the Kayla Mueller story, 26-year-old Arizona humanitarian woman, graduates from college, goes to Turkey to help refugees.
This was probably the saddest part of the book, it was so sad.
And you know, when I was talking with her parents, because that's the only way I could put that in the book was to get her parents to tell me it was okay. So I'm not one of these people who are going to say things in TV, radio, or in print that are going to hurt people. I don't do that. So we developed a very strong rapport with the Mueller family out in Phoenix. And they showed us emails of from ISIS, from al-Baghdadi, taunting them while their daughter was held in captivity, being raped by al-Baghdadi at the same time. And this is why a book like Killing the Killers, it transcends the discussion about the war on terror, and it puts
But there's one other aspect to this, Bill, and this was the case for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The U.S. only waterboarded three people.
Right.
You would think, based on enhanced interrogation discussions in this country, that we did it routinely. We did not, and we did it under very close, medically supervised conditions.
And okay. With only the president's approval. So there's only one Correct. Person who can make that approval.
Now, there are black sites that are in other countries that we don't fully control, and somebody can make an argument. But we only waterboarded three people. In the case of KSM, it led us to the courier, which led us to bin Laden. And you opened the book with that story.
Yeah, and the same thing happened to al-Baghdadi. We picked up his courier in Turkey. Actually, the Turks picked him up, handed him to CIA. He wasn't talking. CIA handed him to the Iraqis, and the Iraqis do what they do. And he talked. And that's how they got al-Baghdadi. We walk you through that whole thing. So, I mean, people have to make up their minds whether the United States is responsibly fighting the war on terror. I believe we are. There hasn't been a personnel change from Trump to Biden. Biden didn't sack all the CIA and NSA people who are, you know, the pros who really know what they're doing. Biden didn't sack them. So they're still operating. And but on every page in Killing the Killers, people are going to go, I didn't know that. And they're going to be horrified, as you said, sometimes. But the payoff is we are waxing these evil people.
All right, let me move on to, we have a new press secretary, as you know,
yep.
Karine Jean-Pierre. Let me play a couple of clips of her and get your reaction. You know the background on her is very extreme.
Yep.
She's made many, many controversial statements. The question is, why would Biden pick her? And if it was a Republican administration, and you had a conservative that had said very outrageous, incendiary things, would that person ever be chosen to be a press secretary? I would argue no, but here's what she said.
Is this a burning point on the formula issue at the White House? You mentioned the White House is involved.
I mean, at the White House, I don't know. I can find out for you and get you a person who's running point, but I don't have a person in it.
So what is your take? You've been analyzing her past statements as we have. And what is your take on this choice to be the White House press secretary?
The same take I had on the disinformation woman. She's a radical leftist, right?
You mean circle back, Jen Psaki? We're going to miss circle back. Come on, that was great TV. Circle back and Peter Ducey.
I'll get to Psaki in a moment because it's a interesting story here. But Joe Biden isn't the type of administrator like Trump was, that a person walks into his office and says, here's a resume of somebody who'd like to be the White House spokesperson. And then Biden takes off his reading glasses and looks and mulls it over and has a discussion. That does not happen. So it's basically somebody walks in and says, Mr. President, this is what we'd like to do. And he says, okay. That's how he runs his operation. And he's not involved with any of the micro things. In fact, he doesn't even know her name. I can bet you, if you or me, Hannity, walked up to Biden today and said, who's your new secretary? He would not know her name.
Hey, Bill, what are the odds you and I ever get within a mile
down.
Of him?
Yeah,
it's never going to happen. They won't
down.
Allow it.
It might be worth me getting wounded if I'd sold more books. I'm not sure.
Are you kidding? The Secret Service will be on guard. And
right.
They'll stop you 1,000 feet away.
What I'm trying to do is to paint a picture, a vivid picture to our listeners here that Joe Biden does not run the show. That these people are selected by the far left advisors who are telling Biden what to do every day. So why,
Bill O'Reilly,
they?
you gotta give me some props here. I saw this way ahead of everybody else. I was talking about this during the campaign. I was comparing Joe Biden in 2007 and 8 and 2012 and even 2016 to today. And I was pointing out what has now become very clear. Joe is in a significant cognitive decline.
But he never really was the brightest bulb.
But this is very, that's different, separate, and apart, isn't it?
No, it's true, but here's the pattern, and this was never brought out. When he was a senator, his staff ran what he did. It was, if you look at the legislation, it was very, very scant that he even came up with. I mean, he's not a thinker, a problem solver. He's an administrator who allows his subordinates to do the heavy lifting. Now, let's get to Jen Psaki. He's a fascinating character.
You're gonna miss her, I can tell.
I don't have any dog in this hunt. I mean, I'm not on the scene, but if I were on the scene, believe me, Psaki and I would have had some pretty good discussions. So Psaki is a technician.
He just cracked me up. We would have had some good discussions. You got to give props to Peter Ducey. He's done a really good job.
Ducey is the best of them in the White House press corps
by far.
Yeah, because it's their job to scrutinize what the White House is doing, no matter who's in there. You're not supposed to be a butt kisser, all right? But let's get to Psaki, because she's a technician, all right? Not an ideologue. Everybody thinks she's a crazy left-wing ideologue. No. She's a technician, a woman who understands what her job is and does it pretty well. Keeps her cool, very articulate. Dodges when she knows she doesn't have an answer, okay, but always very conscious of the camera on her. A meticulous appearance, looks like she's credible, and does her job very, very well. And that is the truth. But now, Psaki knows the ship, it be sinking, Hannity. The ship is not going to right itself. So what does she do? Cashes in at the moment when she's most in demand and where she can get inflationary dollars added to her salary from MSNBC, where a year ago it would have been this number. Now it's 20% higher because of Joe's inflation. So Jen is actually making money on the inflation. So she's going to go into the Maddow slot at 9 o'clock. Okay. Up against you, Hannity.
I'm scared to death. I'm shaking in my boots.
She'll bring in her liberal fan base. I don't know how much that is, but you and I know, because we've done this so long, to run a 1-hour cable program is a difficult thing to do.
Bill, most people have no clue. There are people that say, well, you only work 4 hours a day, Sean. And I'm like, it doesn't infuriate me. It just irks me. There's a difference. I get mildly annoyed I know all of this information that we put out every day, and we put out a ton of information as you do.
Right.
That somehow I just walked into the studio and it all came to me.
Yeah, people have no clue. They don't know how difficult, and particularly for one person to drive a show, because you have to be on it every second. That's 42 minutes. You can't kind of wander off. Anyway, Psaki will be interesting to watch herself on television. Doesn't have much of a sense of humor. I haven't seen it if she does. It doesn't look like she's got a wide frame of reference outside the Democratic liberal politics. That's all she needs on MSNBC. That's all they want. But, you know, it'll be very interesting to see. But the only American in this country who has benefited from inflation is Jen Psaki.
All right, quick break. More with Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. And then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, Old departments are underfunded. Officers are leaving the force. New recruits are nowhere to be found. And meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, we continue with Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. His book debuting, Killing the Killers, at number one on the New York Times list. Bill, two-thirds of Americans now, and this breaks my heart, are living paycheck to paycheck. Amen. I don't know if you ever lived paycheck to paycheck. I have for many years in my early adult life. It is not a good feeling, Bill.
And
I'm worried about the poor, the middle class, people on fixed incomes in this country, Bill. This is not going away anytime soon.
And everybody was caught unaware because under Trump, inflation was 1.4%. And it's so ridiculous. Biden gets out there, it's COVID. Well, wait a minute.
No, it's Putin.
Right. Yeah, well, but that's ridiculous, too. But Trump presided over a country that shut down its economy 100%. And he still, the Trump administration kept inflation at 1.4%. Now, you saw the latest number today, right? With the wholesale, 11.3% inflation rate on the wholesale level. That means that's all passed on to us all summer. It's just a catastrophe.
And record high gas prices, Bill. Look, Bloomberg, their estimate is the average American household is going to pay $5,200 extra a year for Biden inflation. Now, one other statistic. The average person that drives a car is going to pay an extra $2,000 a year because we have these record high gas prices. And as I pointed out at the time, the release of the strategic petroleum reserves, it was a Band-Aid. It never was a real solution. And now we have the highest gas prices that we've ever had. Yesterday was a new high. Today is a new high.
Right. I'm getting a scooter, Hannity. I'm getting get a little.
Why don't you get a moped or what do you call that thing?
I'm
a Vespa.
Get one of the little scooters and get a, you know, with the little horn.
Boop, Bill, why don't you just man up and get a Harley? Just get one.
You know, I used to have one. I used to be a motorcycle.
What
guy.
Happened?
I took a header.
Oh, no.
Someday I'll tell you that story. It was
really
Genoa, Italy. Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm going to tell everybody the real reason your latest book debuted this week, number one on the New York Times list, Killing the Killers. Congratulations. It is a great book, and we're proud of you.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Mission of saving America as we return to the Sean Hannity Show.
At 25 till the top of the hour, we have now learned from whistleblowers that, in fact, the FBI targeted parents via terrorism tools, despite sworn testimony by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, that it didn't happen. Now, Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Mike Johnson now have evidence that the FBI, in fact, did target parents. Remember that whole domestic terrorists, you know, moms and dads speaking at school board meetings? Yeah, well, Merrick Garland said it's not happening. Apparently it happened. And anyway, in a letter now addressed to the Department of Justice, Jim Jordan and Congressman Mike Johnson said they have evidence the FBI labeled dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the Bureau's Counterterrorism Division to assess and track the investigations related to school boards. These are parents saying we're against critical race theory. These are parents saying we want age-appropriate materials taught to our kids. These are our parents that are unhappy with the education curriculum and are speaking out, rightly so. You would think you want more parental involvement in schools, not less parental involvement. Anyway, this evidence has come through brave whistleblowers within the Department of Justice, and they now, Jim Jordan and Congressman Mike Johnson, have now sent a letter to Merrick Garland demanding answers to these very specific allegations, and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joins us now. This is a big deal, because if, in fact, he did this and lied to Congress about it, that means he should be removed from office.
Clueless, Sean. I mean, because he said he wasn't going to use any terrorism measures to go after moms and dads. Well, that's exactly what it looks like happened, and based on whistleblowers and based on more than two dozen cases that they talked to us about. So that's the scary part. And again, Sean, you've talked about this better than anyone. When you view it in context, the Disinformation Governance Board, the abuse at the FISA court, the doxing, what's going on, and the failure to enforce 18 U.S.C. Section 1507 that says you shall not go to a residence of a judge or justice and try to intimidate them. When you put it all together, you're like, holy cow, this is what's going on, and it's moms and dads. You saw the examples. One was a mom. If you're a mom in the group Moms for Liberty who happens to believe in the Second Amendment and you show up at a school board meeting to advocate for the best interest of your child, look out. The snitch line is going to – someone's going to report you, which is exactly what Merrick Garland set up, and the FBI is going to come and do an investigation. That is not how it's supposed to work in our country.
You say in your letter these investigations into concerned parents were the direct result of his very specific October the 4th directive to the FBI. Yeah. And every one of these cases was initiated following his directive. And each of the complaints came into the FBI through the same snitch line, the National Threat Operations Center, highlighted in the press release accompanying the October 4th memorandum. And one complaint even told an FBI agent that they reported the tip of the FBI because of the snitch line, despite having no specific information about any real or actual threat.
Yeah, they didn't like the person. That's not how America operates, for goodness sake. But understand too, Sean, remember what happened. September 29th, left-wing political organization sends a letter to the Biden White House. 5 days later, October 4th, Merrick Garland issues the memorandum to every single U.S. attorney in this country, set up this snitch line. 16 days after that, the FBI sends out an email put the threat tag designation on cases that you're looking at. All that happens in 22 days. When have you ever seen the federal government move with that kind of speed, that kind of intensity? Never happens. But when it's about chilling the speech of parents, of moms and dads who are fed up with the very things you just talked about, oh my goodness, we're going to go get them. But forget about the fact that you got protesters at Justice Kavanaugh's home trying to influence a pending decision in front of a separate and equal branch of government.
By the way, it's U.S. Code 1507. It's a violation of law punishable by fine and or imprisonment.
Yep. Yep, it sure is. But they're so busy, I guess, going after moms and dads, they don't have time to do that. And the silence, as you pointed out, Sean, from the people in this administration relative to that, it just goes, this is all about silencing conservatives. Today's left says, if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, we're going to call you a racist. We're going to dox you. We're going to cancel you. We're going to come after you. You're going to face what Barry White said, the digital thunderdome that the left will put you in and attack you. That is how they operate. And that, again, is not supposed to be how it works.
Let me go to the whistleblower aspect of this. How certain are you? How overwhelming is the evidence? Is it incontrovertible that, in fact, he lied before Congress and he did the very thing he said that is... That his department would not do?
Well, look, it could be that he just didn't know what was going to flow from this, how it worked. I don't know, but as I've said before, that's a concern in and of itself. What I know is we had multiple whistleblowers come forward. They were so concerned about what they saw. It ran so contrary to how our good people, all those good people in the FBI, the people you and I have complimented who do hard work, the vast majority of people, it goes so against what they're supposed to be doing that these two brave, these individuals came forward and said, we're going to give this information to the Judiciary Committee. And God bless them for doing so.
And by the way, Jim Jordan has his book out, Do What You Said You Would Do, which, by the way, would be refreshing with a politician. Let me play the attorney general in his own words testifying that they are not investigating parents involved at school board meetings.
Is there a legal precedent for the Department of Justice to investigate peaceful protests or parental involvement at public schools meetings?
Just to say again, we are not investigating peaceful protests or parent involvement at school board meetings. There's no precedent for doing that, and we would never do that. We are only concerned about violence, threats of violence against school administrators, teachers, staff, people like your mother, a teacher. That is what we're worried about. We are worried about that across the board. We're worried about threats against members of Congress. We're worried about threats against police.
Now, you give very specific examples. In one investigation, following Merrick Garland's directive, the FBI field office interviewed a mom for allegedly telling a school board, well, we're coming for you. And the complaint, which came into the snitch board, if you will, alleged that the mom was a threat because she belonged to a, quote, right-wing group known as Moms for Liberty. Is that a right-wing group? I've never heard of Moms for Liberty being a right-wing group.
Yeah. No, Sean, this is no different than what the IRS did 10 years ago under the President Obama when they went after conservatives across the country, and they sent them letters.
By the way, we call that the Hannity treatment, but go ahead.
Exactly. You know what it's like. But they said to these conservative groups, oh, do you have pastors praying at your meetings? Show us your minutes. Who supports your meeting? All kinds of stuff they're not supposed to ask. But it's the same thing, to chill speech. And they did it back before the 2010 election and the 12 election because they wanted to impact politics. They're doing the same thing here, although I think it backfired. It backfired with Glenn Youngkin in Virginia last fall. I think it's going to backfire this November. I think the American people and moms and dads are going to show up in a big way and say, we're tired of this Democrat control.
We have another example, the FBI's field office opening an investigation subsequent to Merrick Garland's directive into a dad that opposed mask mandates. Again, that tip came through the snitch line and alleged that the dad fit the profile of an insurrectionist because he rails against the government and believes conspiracy theories, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you almost have to laugh because it was like It was people who believed in the Second Amendment and didn't like what government was doing who started this place called America. And this is the one where there was no basis, none whatsoever. Well, I didn't know of any threats he made. I didn't know of any crime. I just turned him in. And this is what runs contradictory to what Merrick Garland said, because the very apparatus they set up, the snitch line and then the threat tag designation, that's exactly how it played out. And the person who did the threat on the government-sponsored snitch line had nothing, but they still... Now, is this threat tag going to be stay associated with this individual as they move forward in life? What happened? I mean, that's the concern you have, too, because that's in the back of Americans' minds, and that's what they want, so it will chill political activity, chill First Amendment-protected speech.
All right, quick break. More with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SHAWN is our number as we continue.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.